Breezing right along here. Agenda item number five here, Tricord Inc. Mr. Owen.
Good morning. Mr. Bull, members of the commission, good morning. Tricord Inc. is requesting authorization for a concrete boat ramp, two timber jetties, riprap scour protection, two tending piers, community fishing pier at their property on the Rappahannock River in Spotsylvania County. This county has not adopted the Virginia Wetlands Act, so you're acting today as the default wetlands board, and you'll be considering the subaqueous impacts as well. We held the wetlands hearing in the commission library on May the 6th. It was only attended by myself and the agent. We have no oppositional comments to date. The project is located 3.5 miles downstream from the city of Fredericksburg. You can see from the ground shot, the shoreline is heavily shaded. There are no vegetated wetland impacts associated with this project, so we're only dealing with the intertidal mudflat as far as wetlands are concerned. The plan view drawing depicts the 16-foot wide concrete boat ramp, a tending pier on either side of it, a small floating dock, also a community fishing pier with a floating dock. There are no wet slips associated with this proposal. The health department marina program has recommended approval or found the project to be acceptable with no overnight mooring. This property was rezoned from industrial to mixed use. It was formerly a sand and gravel mine site, and before that an agricultural site. So, as for a summary, the commission has historically supported a boat ramp and tending pier arrangement when you have a waterfront development such as this, where there are 24 riparian lots, 401 inland lots. The riparian lots have retained their rights to pier out. Truthfully, in this part of the river, you don't see piers. There are no wet slips. Given the open pile nature of the piers, we anticipate minimal shading impacts to the non-vegetated wetlands. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in sections 28.2, 1302, and 28.2, 1205 of the Code of Virginia, we're recommending approval as proposed, finding that the anticipated public and private benefits exceed the anticipated public and private detriments. This is recommended an in-stream work time of year of February 15 to June 30th with anadromous fishes, a prohibition on the overnight mooring of vessels, and a one-time royalty in amount of $1,005.60 for the encroachment of the ramp and jetties over 624 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 a square foot, and the piers over 1,272 square feet at 30 cents a square foot.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. That was very succinct. Are there questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is the applicant represented? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Craig, please state your name for the record.
Craig Paliubinski with Bayshore Design. I'm the agent representing this request. I have nothing further to add to the presentation, but I am here to answer any questions about the design or the project you may have.
Any questions from the commission? That was easy. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Does anybody wishes to testify against this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
I think it sounds like a reasonable project and use of this area, and I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
There's a motion. Second by Mr. Neal. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Are there any noes? Motion passes unanimously.